إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون. والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. وقال تعالى: فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما خاب من استخار ولا ندم من استشار ولا عان من اقتصد. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء كرام، respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer and nourisher. Peace and salutations be upon our noble master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. My respected brothers and elders, it is the desire of every human being to safeguard himself or herself against three unwanted situations, namely failure, regret and poverty. This is indeed the desire of every man, and this has remained the constant effort of man throughout the periods of time and throughout the ages of time. However, man has differed from time to time in providing the solution to avoid this. So if you meet people and you ask them, how's things, the reply will be, things are bad. And if you ask them why things are bad, the reply will be, if you are a poor man, then it is hard to love. So it is a desire of every person that I be safeguarded and protected from against poverty, I be safeguarded and protected against failure and defeat, and I don't want to regret the move that I make in my life. In other words, the choice that I make in my life must be the best choice in terms of myself, my family, my business, and every other aspect. But as I have mentioned, man has differed from time to time. So some are raising the slogans and they are saying that we can provide answers and solutions to your problems on the grounds that we have knowledge. Others are saying that we can provide answers and solutions to your problems on the grounds that we have strength. But the hadith that I quoted before you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, highlights to us that any person who will inculcate within himself three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect such a person from these three unwanted situations. And it will not be a 50% protection or a 75% protection. No, 100% protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from failure, from regret and from poverty. This is the prescription divinely in the hadith which I have quoted before you. Although the hadith is very short, but three pertinent points that would serve as guidance for humanity in its entirety. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَا خَابَ مَنِ اسْتَخَارَ. That person who consults Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his matters will never see failure in his decisions. We all know that today we are living in a world where daily we are being bombarded with various types of advertisements and billboards. So while you are driving, you will come across a billboard that if you are to avoid the flu, speak to your doctor. For legal advice, speak to your lawyer. If you want your money to grow, then don't delay. Speak to your bank manager today and he will provide answers and solutions to your problems. Daily we are consulting with different people. We are speaking to different people. In the hadith which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that how close Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us as his own, as his creation. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a group of sahaba came to me and they said, Ya Rasulallah, أَقَرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِي أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِي. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close to us that we can just whisper to him, or is he far away from us that we have to scream out loud for him to hear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the verse, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. But O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if my bondsmen have to come to you to inquire about me, then tell them that I am very close to them. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I am closer to them than their own jugular veins. Now when we talk about consulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Arabic term which is used is istikhara. What is istikhara? Where a person desires a particular thing, but he does not have to go through the procedures. Where directly he can consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every matter of his life. In Bukhari Sharif, there is a hadith which is narrated on the authority of Jabir radiyallahu anhu. He says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُعَلِّمُنَا الْإِسْتِخَارَ فِي الْأُمُورِ كُلِّهَا كَالسُّورَةِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed upon us the importance of consulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every matter of our life. That if I want to choose a certain girl to get married to, or if I want to venture into a particular business, or if I want to migrate overseas, in every matter of my life I should consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed upon them the importance of consulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every matter, like how he stressed upon them the learning of the surahs from the Quran Kareem. Now how do we consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the method? As I have mentioned, it is very simple. It is an open line 24 hours a day. Whenever a person has any need, he can directly consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now very briefly, I would like to highlight to you the importance of istikhara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when any one of you has any need and he has any decision to make, of course not in matters which are obligatory or matters which are forbidden, because in these two instances Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made known of his opinion, that when it is compulsory, we all know it is compulsory. When it is forbidden, we all know it is unlawful. But sometimes in a lawful matter, a person has to make a decision. That should I migrate overseas? Should I choose this particular girl as my spouse? Should I venture in this particular business? Now a person has all these thoughts, but together with this he has a fear. That am I making the right decision or not? I don't want to exhaust and burn my capital. I don't want to destroy the current position that I have. So all these thoughts lingering in a person's mind. What is the answer to this? Istikhara is a person's answer. Just ponder over the words of istikhara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when any one of you has any decision to make, then firstly he should perform 2 rakat salah. After performing 2 rakat salah, he should raise his hands and recite the dua of istikhara. If we know it off by heart, well and good. If we don't know it off by heart, then we can read the dua from a book, from a kitab. But just ponder over the meaning of these words and you will come to realize how voluminous and how encompassing this dua is. That everything that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asked for in this dua. For example, this boy that has come to propose for your daughter or vice versa. Now everything that a person wants to know regarding this boy is asked for in this dua. All we have to do is to recite the dua of istikhara. What is the dua of istikhara? Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik wa astaqdiruka bi'kudratik وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب. That, oh Allah, I am consulting you in this matter of mine. Oh Allah, I am consulting you in this matter of mine with your knowledge and with your power. For verily I acknowledge power you have, I don't have, knowledge you have and I don't have. Oh Allah, I am only looking at the outer condition of this particular boy. I don't know what is in the heart of this boy or in the future of this boy. But oh Allah, I want something that is going to benefit me in the long run. I don't want something that is going to be apparently good. And I want something that the benefit of it is going to last. That is why I am consulting you with your power, with your knowledge. The hadith continues, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu hadha al-amr khayrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri. But oh Allah, if in your divine knowledge, you know that this girl is good for me, this business which I am venturing towards is good for me, or by me migrating overseas is good for me. Firstly, in terms of my deen. Secondly, in terms of my dunya. And lastly, in terms of my akhirah. So when a person consults Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 3 things. Firstly, such a thing that is going to benefit his deen. Secondly, such a thing that is going to benefit him in his stay in this world. And lastly, such a thing that will benefit him in the akhirah. Nevertheless, the hadith continues, وَقْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانَ ثُمَّ اللَّهُمَّ إِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري. But oh Allah, if this thing is going to benefit me, and you in your infinite knowledge know that this thing is good for me, then oh Allah, make the subsequent conditions to come thereafter easy for me, and oh Allah, you grant me blessings in this particular thing. And the hadith continues, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu hadha al-amr sharrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri. And oh Allah, if you know that this particular thing, or this girl, or this business, or by me migrating overseas is not good for me, then oh Allah, fasrifni anhu wasrifhu anni. Then oh Allah, you divert that business from me and you divert my attention from that business. Or you divert that girl from me and divert her thoughts from me. And oh Allah, let me realize that whatever I am asking you is good for me. And the outcome of this will be good for me. It should not be that a particular thing did not materialize in our lives, and now we feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is against us. No. The hadith continues, oh Allah, you have asked us to ask you, we are asking you, and now in your divine knowledge you have prevented us from such a thing. We are still left stranded. We don't have that business which we want, or we don't have that girl which we want. وَقَدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانْ. Oh Allah, now you direct me to that place where my taqdeer is written out for me. And oh Allah, you make the subsequent conditions to follow thereafter easy for me. And oh Allah, you put barakah in that particular thing. So what we learn from this dua of istikhara is that in every matter of our life, we need to consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person will consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he follows the outcome thereafter, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith which I quoted in the beginning, مَا خَابَ مَنْ إِسْتَخَارَ, that such a person who consults Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his matters will never see failure in his decisions. The second thing that we all seek protection from, and that is regret. Time and again we hear people saying, why did I make a particular decision? Why did I burn my fingers? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us the remedy to protect ourselves from regret as well. وَلَا نَدِمَ مَنْ إِسْتَشَارَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when any one of you wants to decide upon a particular matter, then he should consult with those around him. He should make mashura with those around him, with the ulama, with the learned scholars. And when a person will do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard a person from regret. Mention has been made in Ruhul Ma'ani on the authority of Khatib Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, that once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, while you are amongst us, while you're living amongst us, if we have any query, we have any problem, any situation, we come up to you, and whatever advices you give us, we follow that advice, and that calamity and that situation is removed from us. O Nabi of Allah, tell us, if you are no longer present amongst us, then who should we consult? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ali, listen very carefully. Never ever make a decision on your own. Always consult the ulama of my ummah. Consult the learned scholars of my ummah. When you will consult them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah on their tongues and they will be able to guide you throughout that situation and that problem. Sometimes we say, who should we make mashura? How can I make mashura with my son when he does not even know my affairs? How can I make mashura with my wife when she does not know the business that I am running? But understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this ayah, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are just human beings. If they happen to err and make mistakes, overlook their faults and forgive them. And O Nabi of Allah, consult them in your matters. Now we all know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was superior to all the Sahaba. There was no one who was superior than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to consult with the Sahaba. From this we can understand the importance of mashura and consulting with the ulama and the learned scholars. And by doing this, all types of calamities and advertencies that is in a person's way will be diverted if we make mashura and consult the learned scholars. So this is the second remedy which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us to protect us from regret. And the last thing which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention in this hadith, وَلَا عَالَ مَنِكْ تَصَدْ, that a person wants to be protected from poverty, then the remedy for this is that a person should be moderate in his spending. Today we spend more than what we have. We take loans and we take debts, and we want to make our marriages lavish by taking loans and debts. In this way, we are harming ourselves and we are asking for poverty to come upon us. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who is moderate in his spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from poverty. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the tawfiq and the ability of practicing whatever has been said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these three unwanted situations, namely failure, regret and poverty. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.